Hello, it's us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked the meme that you posted today that was like Jewish dads saying Lashana Tova on January 1st.
Yeah, and it was like the picture of Leonardo DiCaprio with his like...
I think it's him and Django. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What do I usually
Everyone.
Say?
Oh my God, that was so weird.
It's because of the new computer. It's throwing everything off.
And the new year. It's just been crazy. It's recording. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Sarah.
I'm Liz.
And this is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast. All right. I think we got this. Here we go. I was in the village doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight. Now I gotta figure out how to do it right. So much to learn and see.
That was beautiful. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, folks.
We are recording this on New Year's Day. So it's coming out a couple days later. And Sarah and I wanted to talk about resolutions and the culture around resolutions, the good, the bad, all that.
Totally. I think there's a lot to be said on this topic. And I actually was inspired by this topic because Liz posted an Instagram story today and she was like, I only want to have one resolution and it's being kinder to myself, which we can get into in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just very inspiring. It had my juices flowing.
I'm so glad to hear that. I love when we inspire each other.
Yeah, without even like trying.
Before we do peak and pit, let's remind everyone about BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're talking about resolutions today. Whether you are someone who's been in therapy for a long time or you're hoping to get into therapy, we encourage everyone to try therapy if it's something you're interested in. And luckily, we partner with BetterHelp, which is an online counseling service that offers counselors through their program. You can set up video chats with them and text them anytime through their secure platform. So if you go to betterhelp.com/itsfine, betterhelp.com/itsfine, you can get 10% off your first month of service.
Absolutely. No better time to start therapy than the beginning of the year.
I agree.
Even though I don't, we'll talk about it, but I don't necessarily believe in resolutions.
Right.
But on the flip side, there is something to be said about like starting fresh.
Yes.
So we'll get into it, but let's start with peak and pits.
Do you want to, how about you start? I feel like I always start.
Okay, sure thing. My pit was, I think just in general, I actually like hate New Year's Eve every year.
Yeah.
Like it is like for me personally, I just have such a negative outlook on it. I think a big part of it is because, and I don't know if this is just me or if other people feel this way, but it's just such a couple-y holiday in my eyes.
Yeah.
And when you're single, you're like, what the heck am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, not to mention this year, there's added COVID anxiety. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we were going to have like a big party anyway. So, you know, it ended up just being me, Liz, and Chris. And the peak is that, I had really a lot of fun in the end, which is like beautiful. But my peak is the fact that the three of us ended up going to the Hamptons this week.
Yeah.
We got like an Airbnb house and it was just so, so amazing. Like that we showed up, the house was so clean, so beautiful. Like we didn't know what to expect. We had like a 2-bedroom, like cute little house in Sag Harbor, and It was just great. Like everything about it. We went on walks. We hung out at the house. We made dinners. Liz would cook. I would clean. We just like good vibes going, played a lot of Scattergories. And it really like, it was like the first thing I've done in like the whole year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I haven't even, like I know some people have gone places. Like I haven't even really gone anywhere. So it felt nice to feel like we were doing something and not working and just enjoying each other's like chill time. It was nice.
Definitely. I considered making that my peak, but I figured one of us would, so I went with another. But I want to emphasize that it was really so fun and beautiful. Like I get why people go there. You know why it's so popular for New Yorkers, because I don't really ever go. I had been once before. My pit was, my pit is like I'm finding myself having a hard time letting myself like be a happy person. I think, I don't know if it's this year or if it's like a really deep core problem, but I talked a lot about it with my therapist, how like I just, just like sometimes don't believe that I like deserve happiness. I know we talked about it in the self-love episode and the self-care episode. I was just like, yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't know why I deserve this. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's a pit, but it's also an opportunity, I think, because I've just like been more keen to it, more aware of it and trying to like work on it. And my peak was actually, it's kind of meta because I was able to spend Christmas with Chris's immediate family. And we went around and did our peaks of the year. We skipped pit because I think you and I are so used to like living in the pits, but I realized like a lot of people really didn't want to reflect on the bad things that happened this mm-hmm. year, which was more than fine because we ended up being emotional for the peaks anyway. But it was just really nice. Like it was a really nice practice and exercise. And I also loved that I like got to bring that to like mm-hmm. a family dinner. And I look forward to hopefully doing that in my life more going forward. It was just really nice to hear about all the positive things that did happen for people this year, because I think there was a lot and it just gets overshadowed sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I did it with my parents too.
Yeah.
Like, I went home last week to New Jersey and we did that, and totally forgot to mention that I have a new niece.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that is like a great thing. It's a little tough because they live in South Africa, and so obviously haven't met my new niece yet. I don't know when I will, but very exciting things. And I do also just love passing, like bringing that to our own families, like the peaks.
Me too.
It's really fun.
Me too. Yeah.
And it pushes them to reflect when they weren't planning on doing that.
Totally. And it's not the same thing as going around and being like, so like, what was your favorite part of the week? Like when you give it a cute name, yeah. people are like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So peak, those were our peaks and pits. So should we get into some resolution talk?
No, I'm thinking. Yeah. So as I said earlier, Liz posted a story saying that she only had one resolution for this year, which was, I believe, to give yourself
grace.
And I mean, I love that. I think that like this year, I personally have struggled with being like, I should have done this, or I should be doing this. Like I should be growing in my career. I should be like, I'm very hard on myself, but like, why don't I ever just give myself grace? And like, why am I never just proud of myself for making it through a horrible year? And like, I just think we all deserve like praise for getting through it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I feel like really mixed about resolutions, because I also don't love when people just like shit on them. Like, I think for some people, like everybody just derives motivation from different things. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between saying, like, I saw P. Diddy posted on Instagram, like, if you didn't hustle in 2020, like, what were you doing? And I don't like that.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
But I can see someone saying, like, 2021 can be your year, for instance. And, like, that doesn't personally resonate with me, because that's just, like, not what motivates me. Mm-hmm. But I recognize that, like, sometimes people do need specific dates or like time periods to try and make a change. They need like something, like a tangible moment to do so. Mm-hmm. But I also think on the flip side, it can of course be toxic, because when you're just like, everyone seems to be trying to lose weight in the new year, mm-hmm. or everyone is trying to like, I don't know, meet their significant other in the new year, it can be really unhelpful and toxic, because either people just like end up breaking the resolution, or like they don't make one and they just like feel badly, you know?
I also think like people, I guess like they expect themselves to just like make a resolution and then suddenly start working on it.
Right.
It's like, that's not really how I believe, it's not like the best way to see success.
Yeah.
I think that the best way to like create, it's like okay if you want to make a resolution, because I do understand like wanting to set goals for yourself, which is great, and sometimes it feels like a new year is like a fresh start,
right? A clean slate.
Yeah, which makes complete sense. But like, you can't just be wake up and say like, I'm gonna start going to the gym every day, and then right. like start doing it, and then you're gonna be so hard on yourself when you don't, because that's a habit, and yeah. like habits don't just happen overnight. Like, you really need to like be consistent, and then like when you don't end up doing it, you're so hard on yourself, like for what?
Right.
Just because it's a new day in the calendar year, right. suddenly like you are a failure, you know?
Right.
You know, am I making sense?
Definitely. Yeah, I think it can be good, because it gives people the chance to say like, okay, here's a date when I can start. It can give them time to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
But I obviously also, I think it's really kind of just like a marketing tactic. Like, totally. I think a lot of weight loss companies or
like gyms.
or like just so many different companies, yeah. even retail companies use the new year as a chance to just like market in a different way to people.
Totally.
So I don't think there's like, I don't know. I don't see any legitimacy in it because maybe it's because we're both Jewish, but like, I don't really like expect much to change in the new year. Like,
yeah.
like I always would see, like give myself a new chance if I'm starting a new school year, for instance, because mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. like a legitimate mark of time, or right. if I'm starting a new job, it's right. like, okay, here's a chance for me to like maybe change this habit that I have, or mm-hmm. or like, I don't know, if you move, I don't see the new year, like I don't really get what difference it makes at
right,
all.
Right. You know, this brings me back to something that you, I think you said on an earlier podcast episode, a previous podcast episode, where you said it makes more sense instead of to create like goals, you create
value.
Yeah.
Values.
Yeah. Like yeah. you seek, like, for example, rather than I want to get an A on all of my exams this mm-hmm. year, the goal is I want to
learn.
I want to learn.
Right.
Or I want to work hard.
Right.
So when you're looking back, you're like, okay, I worked hard, as yeah. opposed to like, I set all these goals that I didn't meet because they were unrealistic.
Right.
And so maybe for 2021, rather than saying I want to hit the gym 4 times a week every week, or I want to make this weight, or I want to stop eating carbs, it's like, those are all things that, I mean, like, listen, you do you. I'm not like judging anyone for their goals, but I know in my personal experience, when I've made these like rash decisions like that,
yeah.
I don't end up meeting them, A, because like, I'm only really doing it because I feel like I need to make some type of goal for the new year. And then I don't end up doing it because, I don't know, I wasn't like that motivated other than the fact that it was a new year.
Totally.
And then I'm mad at myself for not meeting my goals. So instead, like, one idea could be, in 2021, I want to be less hard on myself, or
right.
I want to give myself more grace.
Right.
That way, every time, you know, you notice that you're being hard on yourself, you can like refer back to that resolution and say, maybe this time I won't tell myself that I'm the worst.
Right.
You know,
it's interesting that you say that, because you and I were having a conversation earlier about like certain resolutions, and you were saying, you know, if I'm a person who's trying to lose weight, I have this like inherent idea that I can't. And so I'm like mean to myself about mm-hmm. it, and then I end up not being able to lose the weight. And that's yes. a very specific example, and I'm not advocating for people to like, you have to lose weight in the new year. But say you're someone who's like,
yeah.
I need to lose a couple of pounds like for my health. And then you like, you get on this track where you restrict a lot of food, and then like you get so angry and hungry that you binge. It's like the same
yes.
idea.
Yes.
If you're fellow type A people, or I think I'm type 3 on the Enneagram, I just did it again. I really have a hard time, as I said, like believing that I deserve certain things. So if you think like me, the way I would think about it is like, if you have a goal, your goal is to work on your fitness. So that's yes, like a really vague one.
Exactly.
If you like don't do that for a week, for whatever reason, right. and then you become so mean to yourself that you're like, you end up just like scratching the whole thing.
Exactly.
So if you want to think about it in a way that's like, actually has to do with your productivity, which of course I know is not always the healthiest way to think about things, but if that's how you think about things, I would say like, when you're hard on yourself, you're not actually like making yourself more productive.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
that's exactly how I feel. Like, I definitely, I've been working out more recently. I've been like really getting back into fitness.
Yeah.
But a goal of mine, like, rather than saying a goal for 2020, a goal for 2021 is that I'm going to make sure I hit the gym every
right.
week, or like have these like strict, hard, like tan, like goals.
Right.
Rather than saying that, I just want 2021 to be a year of like me feeling stronger.
Yeah.
In general.
Definitely.
Which then allows you to have time to really find ways that works for you, as opposed to like January 1, 2021, let's go, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And like, it allows me to like go down the path of fitness and really like figure out what makes sense for me, which
yeah.
is like, I've already kind of started that, but that was just an example of
right.
something you could do. Or let's say you did want to lose a few pounds, like whatever it is, for whatever reason you might have, like, I think that in general, it could be framed as, in 2021, I want to feel healthier.
Yeah.
Or like, I want to feel like I am treating my body right. And,
right.
And like giving it the nutrients that it needs.
Right.
You know?
I actually took a Peloton class today, and the instructor said something that really stuck with me. And she was talking about like, she actually lost like 70 pounds, I think.
Wow.
And she's like extremely, extremely strong, like one of my favorite instructors. And she talked about like how there were so many times in her life people confronted her or made fun of her about her weight. And like what finally made her want to lose weight was like completely from her. And you can't like really set goals without, mm-hmm. you can't set goals that are reachable without knowing why you're yes. setting them. So like if you say to yourself, I want to find a significant other, you have to be able to say why, mm-hmm. and that'll get you like 80% of the way, as opposed to if you're only doing something because you see other people around you doing it,
right.
it'll be much harder to keep. For me, for instance, I like am trying to remind myself why I like working out, and it's really because it just makes me feel better, yeah. like the endorphins and just feeling like I'm taking care of my body. You know, and like for so long, and it's not just me, it's like so many, especially women, to be honest, I think, use fitness as a means to like burn calories or, yeah. You know, make your body look a certain way. And I'm not denying that that's like, that's obviously part of it still for me and for so many people.
Yeah.
But when it's just that, you either have a completely toxic relationship with it, which is like you're only doing it for one reason and it feels almost compulsive,
mm-hmm.
or like you end up just falling off because you don't have like a real reason to be doing it. So if you have a goal that's like, if you're saying to yourself, I want to lose weight, okay, why? Is it because you want to look a certain way, or is it because you're like, you know, I don't like the way I feel right now?
Right.
And in that case, like, maybe there's other ways besides I quote, I want to lose weight. Like maybe I want to feel stronger. Maybe I want to eat more nutrient dense food. Is that right?
Nutritious.
Nutritious foods. Yeah. yeah. So I encourage people, like if you find yourself wanting to make changes in 2021,
yeah,
I applaud that, but just be A, realistic, and B, like know why you're doing things.
100%. You know? I resonate with that so much. Like, I think I spent a lot of 2020 telling myself, like, I want to lose weight. I spent a lot of time telling myself I should be working out.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really have a why, though.
Right.
It was just like, I should be working out. Like, I'm not really doing anything at home. Like, I should be. And every time I tried to get into it, I couldn't.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stick because it wasn't a real why.
Right.
And then once I really started working out for me, because I know it helps me feel better,
mm-hmm.
and it helps me feel less sluggish, I feel more motivated to do things during the day, it like completely changed everything for me. And I no longer wake up and say, wow, I really have to work out today,
yeah.
because like, whatever. I say, you know, I know this is going to make me feel good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it for that reason. So have your why. I really like that a lot. And I think in general, like resolutions are good, but yeah, you don't really need it to like January 1, like for it to happen.
It's just so arbitrary to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also like, I've heard one of the ways to build habits is by habit stacking, which means if you already do something every day and you have a new goal,
oh.
like say you want to meditate for 5 minutes every day. If you like are on and you can't find a time to do it like on your commute to work or when you brush your teeth. And then if your routine is brush teeth, shower, do brush teeth, meditate, shower. That way, like when you try to incorporate something totally new into your schedule, it can be really hard. But when you habit stack, it's the same way people take pills when they brush their teeth. Like mm-hmm. you just like associate that time with taking medicine.
Yes.
I forget what you were saying.
I said like it doesn't need to really start on January
yeah.
1st.
Yeah. So that it's exactly that. That's why I said in the beginning, like I would always
yeah.
try to maybe do a different study habit when I started a new year of school
mm-hmm.
because it's like the perfect opportunity to do that. Whereas like January 1st, yes, 2020 already was weird enough.
Yeah.
But like even when times are quote normal, like work is usually pretty much the same.
Right. Right.
Like you're not changing jobs on right, January 1st, right. as far as I know. So
you're just like waking up and it's a new day.
Yeah.
The weather doesn't change.
Right.
Like nothing really changes other than the date on the calendar.
Yeah.
And we set all these pressures on ourselves. You know, it's funny for the Jewish New Year, which is in September usually. My brother, who is religious,
mm-hmm.
always like tries to tell me or like encourage me, not tell me, but he encourages me like you should try and set a religious or spiritual goal
mm-hmm.
for the Jewish New Year. And for a while, I remember saying like I again with the shoulds, I have like this issue where I always tell myself like I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember saying to myself, I should take on these like big things. And my brother, who is religious, okay, so you might think, oh, well, a religious person is gonna try and tell you to do all these things. He was like, Sarah, I would recommend taking on something small. Mm-hmm. Like, don't set these like high expectations for yourself and tell yourself you're just gonna do it all at once. Because right. that doesn't, it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you could take on something really small. For example, trying to light Shabbat candles more. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like that's feasible.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like this crazy task. It just seemed like something I could do. Mm-hmm. And I started doing it. And now we do it every Friday. And mm-hmm. it really helps when you, I mean, in my personal experience, it helps when I try and take on goals that are like you do it one bit at a time. So I don't know. Like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but.
No, I think that makes total sense. And yeah. it has to do with what we were both saying before about like incorporating habits into your life to make it a little bit easier. And yeah. I also think that fits well into the why, because if you were just like, I want to do it all right now, like I want to become a completely spiritual religious Jew, like then like for what? Just because you want to say like, I did it all at once.
Yeah.
I actually also have that issue, not just with like my spirituality, but I do have it where I kind of like, we actually talked about it in our Torah class, which was this idea of like, I don't feel like I can be properly like Jewish unless I'm doing every single thing.
Yeah.
And that is just a mental block that I have. But I think a lot of people have it, which is like,
yeah.
if I can't do this exercise at the gym, or if I can't eat all healthy foods all the time, then like, yeah. why bother at all?
Yeah.
And I think that that's not only toxic, but it's like, it's not what your goal should be anyway, mm-hmm. because no person is like perfect at what they do. Even your brother, who's a religious Jew, I'm sure makes errors sometimes. Oh, he's still learning.
He would never say like, I've reached the destination.
Right. And no one that's the point. I don't think no one can, exactly. Whether you're talking religion or whether you're talking fitness, like the point of fitness or eating healthfully is balance. Like, and I know that's such a buzzword, but I really mean it. Like, I remember actually this stuck with me so much when I was learning about nutrition. I think it must have been for a class in school, like biology. You're supposed to eat, I mean, this was like maybe 5 years ago, we learned about like the recommendations. I think like 10% of your diet is supposed to come from like, I don't know what the word, but from things that like you wouldn't think you'd need. Like, you're mm-hmm. supposed to get some calories, some food from like butter, from sugar, like you're always told we shouldn't eat those things. But like, if you actually only ate foods that like didn't contain any of that, you would probably be nutrition deficient or yes. whatever.
I was just talking to my mom about this the other day.
Really?
She was like, I want to go on a diet. I'm only going to eat vegetables. And I was like, that doesn't make, that's not conducive. Like,
no.
First of all, it's not sustainable. And second of all, you're not going to see a change.
Right.
I mean, like, in an unhealthy way, you might, but
yeah,
in the way that I know she wants to, I recommended that she goes and looks at like the food hierarchy chart, uh-huh, uh-huh. and then like pick out foods that she likes from each.
Yeah.
And then like a balanced diet.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know why I keep going back to food. I think it's just like a really common one for this time of year.
I mean, please, weight loss stuff is
like that's crazy. The number one resolution, but it's like, if you build out these unrealistic goals for yourself, not only is that like not something that you should do at all, but like you won't be able to do it because it's like,
so true.
You can't, if you just eat vegetables, then you're going to crash and like want to eat a million donuts. And then like, you know, just like have one donut and then like have two.
Yeah.
And then like, you don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation, but I've been learning a lot about that stuff from dietitians on Instagram, actually, like the intuitive eating. Have you seen that? Have you learned about that ever?
Intuitive eating. Remind me what that is.
I learned about my nutritionist taught it to me. It's basically like, if most people like actually listen to their hunger cues, like you would just be able to eat what you want, and like you would stop constantly craving, or like being like, if you're one of those people who like is scared to have chips in your house because you're like, I will eat the whole bag, like trying to actually like listen to your hunger cues. But it's probably the hardest quote diet to be on, mm-hmm. because we have so little trust in ourselves because we're like conditioned to be that way, because like the diet industry teaches you to be that way.
Yeah.
Like, you can't trust yourself, so you need to like portion your food or only eat this or only eat that. But in reality, like, humans are built really specifically to have hunger cues and stop when you're full, and like that's how you reach like a healthy healthy eating behaviors, I guess. And I don't want to speak out of turn because I know everyone has their own relationship with this, but I found that to be really interesting if, you know, sidebar, if that's something people are interested in learning about.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. But it, yeah, all goes along with the resolution stuff too.
Yeah. I think, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. So Liz's resolution that she wrote was you want to give yourself more grace. So the resolution that I think I've come up with mm-hmm. at this point is, and I took a yoga class from my friend Lulu the other day. And during the class, she said, let go of any beliefs that you want to let go of. And like, so I was like thinking to myself, like, what are these beliefs that I have in my like core that I really want to let go of this year? And I think what it came down to was that this sounds really weird, but deep down in my subconscious, I know that I believe that I can't accomplish things that I want to accomplish.
Yeah.
I can't get a better job. I can't make money in life. I can't find my person. Like these are like deep-seated beliefs that I have, which I don't know where they come from. I'm sure my therapist does, but but I really do want to let go of these like I can't beliefs, because even if you like, it's kind of complicated, but in psychology, if you really believe that you can't do something, like you're most likely not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So even if I told myself like, no, I totally like I want to be so rich when I'm older, like I want to be super wealthy. If deep down in my core, like the relationship I have with money based on my childhood taught me that like it's impossible for me to ever be rich because like, A, I feel like I don't deserve it, or like I can't, it's like too hard for me.
Right.
Then like it's going to be harder for me to actually accomplish that goal if deep down I believe that I will never be able to.
Right.
You know, so I really want to like let go of these I can't beliefs, because they're really coming from like, I guess, childhood traumas or like lessons I learned when I was young, and they're not real. They're just thoughts.
Yeah.
Like anything is truly possible if you put your mind to it. But it's true. I really want to let go. And one other thing I want to say that she said in the yoga class I found was like super interesting was we were in Shavasana, which is the final resting pose at the end when you're kind of just like sleeping.
Lying there, you know? Yeah.
And she said, turn your palms up to not only receive energy and strength, but also to let go of anything that you no longer want to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it interesting because like your palm is facing up and you unclench your fist and like it's like a physical representation of like receiving. And I just found it interesting that she said like she tied that into letting go of these deep-seated beliefs, because I really want to do that this year.
Well, that reminds me of one way I think it's possible for people to give themselves grace, which is my resolution. And I think I hope it should be more people's resolution. I think we've all been very hard on ourselves, and we should be the least hard on ourselves after this year.
Totally.
Which is, I think that one of the ways you can give yourself more grace, if you're like me and Sarah, we sometimes just have a hard time believing that like we deserve to have that grace or we deserve to think positively, is just like constantly getting feedback like Sarah did in her yoga class. If that means you do yoga every single day, if that means you read positive affirmations every single day, I am the first person to admit how cheesy that can sometimes feel, or mm-hmm. how you sometimes are just like, I do not relate to this. But it's proven that when you just consistently feed yourself these ideas, even if you don't believe them at first, it mm-hmm. will change the neurons in your brain, so that the connections you make to yourself and to your belief in yourself will change mm-hmm. the more you repeat those things to yourself, or the more you surround yourself with good things. Again, I know I sound like like a mommy blogger.
Oh my God. But it's like scientifically proven.
Yes, right. Yeah. Which is why I say that, because I'm so like a logical thinker that I really do have a hard time relating to the culture of like manifestation and like affirmations. But the more I learn about how those things are true, and and how my therapist, who's completely cognitive behavioral, like, you know, has a PhD, science. Like completely yeah. based in research and science. Like she's always telling me that the more you repeat positive things totally. To yourself, the more you do things that make you happy, the more you will feel like you deserve those things because they're just like second nature to you. Mm-hmm. Like when you grow up learning, I think one of the most common psychological things that happens to people in their childhood just because of the way our parents' generation is feeling like love is sort of conditional. Mm-hmm. And that might not be intentional. Like I'm not suggesting that all parents are bad or anything.
No.
But when you grow like our parents, I mean our parents are different age groups, but it doesn't matter because the generation above us in general had this idea of like I don't know what I'm basically like. I think our generation,
you have to behave yeah, for me to love you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or like you have to contribute to the household. And yes. I don't think that's like totally bad. Like I had chores and things, but it was sort of like there was a culture of scarcity yeah. in our parents' generation of like, you know, they grew up in post-war eras and like dads were gone a lot. You know, just yeah. a different time that kids were really expected to contribute and love was given less freely. So I think that really carried through into our generation in the mm-hmm. sense of like, whether they meant to or not, there yes. was a sense of like, I only get love when I'm doing something to contribute.
Like providing value.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that that's like really, really toxic. And again, not trying to like throw parents under the bus because it's just like, you can't help what you've mm-hmm. learned. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a huge part of our current culture of like why it's so hard to believe in self-love. Because like we weren't taught that that's like a thing that we should have. So now our whole generation is like learning how to give that to ourselves and like why it's important.
100%. I actually like really love what you just said because, I think a lot of people struggle and they don't even know that they struggle from this because it took me years of therapy to really understand like why I have anxious attachment style. And
yeah.
that comes from feeling like I will only be loved if I provide some type of value to other people.
Yeah.
Which is like a whole other thing, which we can get to another time if people are interested. But I think that at the end of the day, the reason why we are who we are is because of these beliefs we've been feeding into our subconscious
yeah.
our whole lives.
Yeah.
Like the reason you're very passionate in some of your opinions, maybe not you, Liz, but like right. anyone is passionate in their opinions. It's not because you, no offense, it's not like you're 100% right every single time. It's yeah. because you really believe in what you believe in based on like what's in your subconscious and yeah. like what you've been feeding your subconscious your whole life or what your parents taught you. So, and my therapist always says it too. Like when it comes to my anxious behaviors, she's like, it's not too late, but we have to, like, it's never too late.
Right.
You just have to actively work on changing your like one of the pathways mm-hmm. in your brain and mm-hmm. the signals, because basically when I get anxious, my brain is so conditioned to responding in a certain way that the pathways will always go in the same way
right.
and always respond in the exact same way. So in order to change my behavior, I have to over and over and over practice doing it differently or telling myself different things. So like all of that manifestation, like positive affirmation stuff is completely real because
yeah.
you're just feeding your subconscious new things and you're just unlearning what you thought.
Right.
And like, you know, me thinking that like I can't ever be wealthy, even though like I want to be rich, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I think that comes from like always feeding myself these
ideas.
Or like my family or whatever it was, like feeding myself these ideas that, it's like so hard and impossible. Whereas like, I'm sure someone that grew up as like a millionaire, billionaire,
wouldn't have
those ideas that like money is so hard to get. They would feel like it's not
right
because they grew up that way.
Well, I would encourage you then if that is a goal, which by the way, you shouldn't be necessarily be critical of that goal because I think everyone wants to be that, but like remind yourself why. Like you, I know you and you don't want to have money just so you can like flaunt your money. It's
no.
because you want to be able to like have a big family,
give back to
your parents, go on nice like trips with your family because you have family all over the world.
Yeah.
So I think even thinking that way, like, okay, I want this. Why? Like, why do I want it?
Yeah.
Will help you to better align
so
like
true.
your everyday practices with achieving that goal, when you have like values, like your values are family and mm-hmm. Travel and spirituality,
yeah,
then you can be able to do things that help you reach those goals. Whereas if your goal is just like, I want to have more money, it'll just be so much harder. True. And you can't, it's harder to like, you're talking about trying to reverse the idea in your head that I can't be rich, but I'm sure that you can more easily say to yourself, but I can have a big family. I can give back to my parents, whether that means with money or not.
Yeah.
But you can, because even if you didn't have the money, you can give back to them like with gratitude, etc.
Yeah.
I can travel because you do travel and you might not be in that financial position right now.
Yeah.
So just like trying to reframe the goals that you have
mm-hmm.
so that A, you're more likely to achieve them, but B, that they feel more aligned to you. I think when you have goals that feel like they can actually, you know, they're actually achievable, they're easier yeah. to achieve. Like yeah. if I want to
be successful,
like why? And like, I think about it and I think because I want to be a role model for my future children, for my siblings. Granted, I know everyone's like, but you have to do it for you, blah, blah, yeah. blah. But like, that's, you know,
no, that's a great
being honest,
why.
That's where I get most of my drive is like being an example, or I want to be successful because I want to be able to contribute to the world. And yeah. I think having a level of success, whether it's in school or a job, can allow you to have more influence. And I would hope to use that influence positively. So I think when it makes me feel like I can be more successful because I'm like, the value that I have is being able to contribute positively. Mm-hmm. Then like, I would see success as contributing positively and not as getting a certain job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. And I think that's a really good way to look at it. I think that I actually have not been looking at it in that way. I've just been being like, I want to make more money.
Yeah.
And so that is like a really hard goal to attain when there's no, I'm not like, I don't have the why up front and center
yeah.
in my brain. I do think, like, not to get too deep into my subconscious, but I think that like growing up, like being super wealthy and like having all, I mean, I was so lucky to have like a good childhood where I always was fed, like, you know, I had a home that I'm not saying like, I'm not trying to sit here and be like,
no,
I'm not privileged. I was.
Right.
And I am. But I do think that like we grew up in a wealthy town and we weren't like the other families in yeah. that way. And I think that the mindset that my household always had was like, well, that's for them, not for like,
right.
It's almost like what you're saying. Like, we don't deserve that.
Right.
That's not for us.
Right. Right.
So I still to this day, I'm seeing all of my peers who went to the same school as me, like making so much in their own jobs now. And they're like succeeding. And somewhere deep down, I'm like, well, that's not for me. Like,
right.
I'm never going to get that. I can't get there. And it's holding me back. Whereas other people around me who don't have those subconscious beliefs, they're going for what they want because
right.
they know that they can get there.
I relate to that so much. And I think it's funny because Sarah and I were talking once about Forbes 30 under 30. And she was like, I can't believe it. Like, I know of so many of these people. Like, they're just like, I don't know if you want me to say this on the pod. I'm not going to say specific people.
Yeah.
But she was like, you know, these are so, she was like, I don't know why. Like, this could never be me. Like, I just don't get how these people do it. And I was like, no shade to the people who are 30 under 30, because I often talk about how like Kylie Jenner, for instance, who everyone criticizes, like, I don't think she's self-made, but I'm like, I admire you being born into wealth and like wanting to still work. My point is the people who are 30 under 30 often have a leg up
yes.
in that they're born into wealth. They're born into like immense privilege. Some of them aren't, but a lot of them are.
So true.
And that's like, I don't think that, I'm not looking down on those people. I'm just saying when you're born into the beliefs that you can do all of these things, it'll probably be easier for you to get there because like you don't have this subconscious belief that you can't do something. And I'm not saying all those people are perfect, but maybe in the way they get to their successful business position
mm-hmm.
is because a lot of them are surrounded by successful business people or have it like directly in their family.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we might not have had that experience. We might have been told because our parents just trying to help us and make us feel like we didn't do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, some people are different. And so we internalize that as like, oh, so I can't have that.
Right.
Does that all like make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I just mean like, my point is the way you're raised has a lot to do with how you believe like you can achieve things.
Yes.
And it just takes, as you said, a lot of subconscious work to remind yourself that you really are like capable of anything, as corny as it sounds.
Definitely.
If you're someone who feels like you don't have a lot of resources to, like, okay, for instance, say you're someone who wants to become healthier because you're feeling really not yourself, you feel like you're not getting enough nutrients from your food, etc., and you're like, I don't have the money or the drive to join a gym. I would just literally start with affirmations. Like, say every day, like, I am a healthy person. Mm-hmm. And I know how crazy it sounds, but like, if you put a note on your mirror, it will help you to realize those beliefs. So I don't know. I think we all
totally
resources are thin right now, but I think we all have the power of like our brains and our words.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use those affirmations to our advantage.
Right. And I think it's a lot about teaching yourself that you do deserve just as much as anyone else. Like, why would one person deserve something more than someone else? You know,
completely. And, you know, my therapist always says to me, it's really cliche, and but I still need to learn it, is like, would you, Liz, say to your friend, like, you don't deserve love because you don't have the perfect job right now? She's like, does that make sense to you? And I'm like, no. And she's like, why do you say that to yourself then?
Right.
I don't know. I would never say that to you. No. Like, if you,
and
if
you wouldn't believe it.
No. And if you did something wrong at work, I wouldn't be like, you don't deserve your job. I'd be like, yeah, everyone makes mistakes at work like all the time.
Right. It's crazy. I mean, I think everyone deserves good things. I mean, I do believe everyone deserves good things. Everyone is, everyone can get there. I think it's a lot of believing it yourself.
Yeah.
And obviously that's like a generalization. I'm not saying like you can all get everything you want just by, like, obviously there comes with privileges. And
right. Of course.
I'm not like ignoring the fact that obviously, like, for example, the Forbes 30 under 30, like, it's really hard to get there unless you were born into some type of wealth privilege. Or status or
definitely.
Privilege. Like, privilege plays a huge part in that. So I'm not denying that. But I do think that, like, if you set goals for yourself, make sure that you are at least trying to get rid of the belief that you can't actually meet those goals.
Definitely.
Because it will help you meet those goals.
Yes. I think a lot of the limitations that we face are, we do place on ourselves, again, reiterating how much privilege and like the structure of the world hinders us from achieving goals. But I do think because of those structures, we also internalize these ideas that we can't have certain things. And I think what Sarah and I are trying to do, both with ourselves and with this podcast, is just like remind people that you actually do have some capacity to change the limits that you put on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that will at the very least help you to see like the position you're in maybe not being the best one, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. I believe that, like, Sarah and I never want to speak out of turn or talk about people who may be in really tough conditions.
Of course.
But I do think the one power anyone on this planet has is telling yourself, like, I deserve this. And that will take you, that will put one foot out the door,
yes.
No matter who you are.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I have this deep-seated belief that I can't run. Hmm. And like when people talk about running, I'm like, I hate running. It's so boring. I hate it so much. I could never do it. But like I'm sure that if I actually wanted to become a runner and I actually put in the work first to tell myself that I could be a runner, then I would actually become a runner.
Right.
Like, I so deeply believe that I could never be a runner. I tell people are like, why? I say back, oh, I don't have the endurance. I don't have good endurance. My knees hurt, like all this stuff. But if I started telling myself I could do it, maybe I just don't want to, and that's okay. But I could. I'm capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you never know. I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know. No, but it's true. I mean, if you said to yourself, I want to be a runner, I would say why. And you might be, instead of saying, well, I want to burn calories efficiently, because that's a superficial value.
Yeah.
Your value might be like, I want to spend more time outdoors and I want to do something that my body is capable of doing. Because like, I'm so grateful to be able to have my legs that move that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
If you make that your goal as opposed to wanting to burn calories efficiently, then like it'll be way harder for you to enjoy it, let alone get good at it.
Yeah, that reminds me of Morgan, my friend and old roommate Morgan. She set out a goal. She was not like a big runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she set out a goal to run a half marathon
mm-hmm.
for herself so that she could feel she wanted to feel athletic and she wanted to feel like she could do it.
Yeah.
And she did it and it was really cool. And then she was like, I'm never running again. But after that, she was like, I'm never doing one of those again. But it was cool to see the transformation. Like, she made a whole schedule and each week, you know, like people who train for a half marathon, they have like these like schedules.
Totally.
But it was just cool to see because she set out this goal and it was not like a superficial goal. It was
right.
Like, I want to meet this goal and I want to do I want to accomplish this for me. And
yeah,
it was just cool. I don't know. It, for some reason, I still think that I couldn't, but I'm sure I could.
Yeah. And also on the flip side, like if you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Right.
But if you're like, I want to, if you have a goal like Morgan, or I know a lot of people run marathons for causes or yeah. It's just, I have to say, as much as I could never be a marathon runner, seeing people do it is just like so incredible.
Oh, I cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you're just watching these people accomplish like the most insane human feats and
yeah.
Like you get to just, it's just, it's really special. But Sarah could also be like, if I want to spend more time outside, I can go for a daily walk mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. I like biking, so I'm going to bike. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, should we wrap?
Yeah. I think in all, what we're trying to say is that resolutions aren't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Goals are great.
Right.
But I think what we've come to in all of this is where we've landed in all of this is really find your why,
mm-hmm.
Find your why. And also work on the belief that you can meet these goals.
Yeah.
And then also in the same breath, we say, have compassion for yourself and allow yourself to fail, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of inevitable in life.
Yeah. And if your goal is to become better in some way, you have to fail to get there. Because mm-hmm. if you're just continuously doing things that you know how to do and you're good at, you remain stagnant.
Right.
So you have to accept failure as like part of the getting better yep. at anything.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So with that, you can always follow us on social media. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at It's Fine I'm Fine Pod, Twitter at It's Fine I'm Fine PD, TikTok, It's Fine I'm Fine Pod.
Oh, we got to work on that.
We got to work on that. We keep saying we will. Talk about a goal. We have to figure out our why. You know our why, but like we'll talk about it.
Wait, that's a great example. Putting in her words to great use right here on the podcast, folks. That's a great example because I kind of know our why, but I don't know if we'll talk about it.
We'll talk
about
it. But
it's a great first step.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Liz Height. Where can people follow you, Sarah?
You can follow me at Sarah L. Sassone on TikTok, Instagram. I'm going to start with TikTok moving forward because
That's your place.
That's my place. Like IG is like cute, but like whatever.
Not for you.
Not for me. And then like, I guess Twitter maybe.
Yeah. You're getting big on Twitter, you know, not big. That's not, no.
Like,
sorry. That wasn't meant to boost you up and then take you down because.
Don't worry about that.
What I meant was you told me in the car that you following a lot more funny people. And it used to be whenever I would scroll Twitter, I would see, people's likes, and the people's likes that I saw the most were Kyle Coffey's and Dave's.
Uh-huh.
And now I see yours.
Oh,
because
I'm now
seeing funny tweets through your likes. So
yes.
I see your transformation for myself, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, I see yours too. Like that's a lot of the funny tweets I see come from your likes. I'm really putting in work because Twitter, although it's extremely toxic, it also is just like it's so funny.
It's just like, it's so smart too. Like yeah. That's how I feel about TikTok also, is like how smart people are and how much weight our society puts on like school smarts. And I'm sure some people are school smart too, but like, see such brilliance.
Yeah. Yes.
Cleverness is the perfect word.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
No, I was going to say like, the thing with Twitter is you really have to put in the work. I mean, I guess that's kind of like TikTok a little bit. Like you have your For You page, but in order to really find the videos that you like you have to start liking videos.
Totally.
So the algorithm like understands you. But with Twitter, like you really have to put in a little bit of work just to find people that you find funny.
Yeah.
And then you see who they're liking.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to quickly say like 2020 was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And there were some positives, there were some negatives, but we made it. And I just wanted to send well wishes, good wishes, best wishes.
Well wishes.
All of the above.
Prayers and many, thoughts. many positive thoughts.
Yeah. Just sending positivity out to everyone and be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's just another quote unquote day, like you did make it through.
Yeah.
And I guess each day it really is an accomplishment.
It sure is.
Getting through each day. So thank you for listening. And as usual, it's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Bye. Bye.